Jack keep going up. You can't turn back. You come too far. You can't give up. You work too hard. Jack keep going.
Welcome to another episode of Dissertation in 90 Days, the podcast where we turn the daunting journey of your dissertation into manageable, practical steps that you can apply today. Whether you're just starting out or in the thick of your research, you're in the right place to find clarity and strategy. Today, we're diving deep into practical dissertation strategies, those crucial tactics that can make or break your journey to earning that coveted doctoral hood. I know that the path can often seem overwhelming with countless hours of research, writing, and revision ahead. That's why we're here to simplify things. We're going to break down everything into actionable steps that you can start using right after this podcast. In this episode, we'll cover several key areas. First, we'll talk about setting up a realistic timeline. What does it really take to plan your work so that you're not rushing at the last minute? Next, we'll delve into effective research techniques that aren't just about gathering information, but about gathering the right information efficiently. Then, we'll discuss writing strategies to help you express your ideas clearly and persuasively. And finally, we'll wrap up with revision tactics, how to refine your draft without getting stuck in that endless loop of edits. Our goal today is not just to give you theories, but to provide you with solid practical tools that will move you forward in your dissertation process. Whether you're listening at home, in your office, or even during your commute, let's gear up to turn those big challenges into achievable victories. Let's get started. Today, we're kicking off this episode by setting the stage for your dissertation success. Understanding the basics, setting the right goals, and hearing how it's actually done can make all the difference. Let's dive right in. A dissertation is more than just a long essay or a final hurdle in your academic journey. It's a structured piece of research that addresses a complex question within your field, contributing new knowledge or insights. At its core, a dissertation includes an introduction, literature review, methodology, findings, and conclusion. But it's the journey from a broad topic to a specific, well-argued conclusion that really defines the process. It's about exploring, questioning, and ultimately innovating in your area of expertise. Now, on to setting realistic goals. It's easy to underestimate the time and effort required for a project of this magnitude. That's where SMART goals come into play. Goals that are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Applying this framework to your dissertation planning means setting clear milestones. For example, instead of saying work on literature review, a SMART goal would be draft the first three sections of the literature review by the end of the month. This not only provides a clear target, but also an actionable timeline. Let me share a quick story to illustrate this. I once worked with a student, let's call her Emma. Emma was passionate and had a fascinating research idea. However, her approach to the dissertation was somewhat haphazard. She felt like she could just get it done without much planning. Midway through, Emma found herself overwhelmed. Deadlines were creeping up, and her research was not as developed as she had hoped. We sat down and revisited her plan, applying the SMART framework. We broke her workload into smaller, manageable tasks, each with a specific deadline. This not only helped Emma regain control, but also restored her confidence. By the end of the semester, she had not only caught up, but submitted a dissertation that truly reflected her capability and passion. This story underscores a crucial point. Clear goal setting is not just about keeping track of what you need to do. It's about setting yourself up for success by making the process manageable and less daunting. Each small victory builds momentum, turning what seemed like an insurmountable task into a series of achievable steps. As we move forward in today's episode, keep Emma's story in mind. Whether you're just outlining your topic or deep into your data analysis, remember that every dissertation is a series of small, well-planned steps. Stay tuned as we next tackle effective research techniques that will not only save you time, but ensure you're gathering impactful information. Let's make this journey a successful one. Now that we've set our SMART goals, let's dive into the heart of your dissertation journey, the research and writing strategies. These two elements are crucial cogs in the dissertation wheel, and mastering them can significantly ease your academic load. Let's start with effective research techniques. It's essential to make full use of every resource you have. Your university's library is a treasure trove of information. Make sure you get to know both the physical and online resources available. Online databases, journals, and academic publications are indispensable for staying up to date with the latest research in your field. And don't hesitate to reach out to your librarian. These professionals can offer invaluable help in finding the most relevant information and navigating extensive resources. Keeping your research organized is crucial too. Tools like Zotero or EndNote can help you manage your sources and citations efficiently, saving you from the headache of misplaced notes or forgotten references. Now, on to writing regularly. The most successful academic writers are those who make writing a daily habit. Even if it's just a few hundred words, writing regularly keeps your thoughts clear and your project moving forward. This doesn't mean forcing out content when you're genuinely stuck. That's counterproductive. Instead, keep the momentum by writing something each day, even if it's just revising a paragraph or jotting down new ideas. If you hit a block, don't worry. There are specific strategies and tools to help. One simple method is the Pomodoro technique, where you work for 25 minutes and then take a 5-minute break. This not only helps maintain your concentration, but also prevents burnout from long writing sessions. There are also great apps designed to boost productivity. Apps like Forest keep you off your phone and focused, while Freedom can block distracting websites during your writing time. Let me paint a picture of a typical writing day using these techniques. You might start your morning with some free writing, just letting your ideas flow without worrying about perfect grammar or structure. After a short break, use a couple of Pomodoro sessions to focus on a specific section of your chapter. Post lunch, continue with a few more Pomodoro sessions, either continuing with your morning's work or starting on something new. And always end your day by planning what to tackle next. This way, you're working smarter, not harder, and ensuring steady progress on your dissertation. By breaking your day into focused intervals, you're turning the monumental task of completing a dissertation into manageable steps. Stick around as we move to our next segment, where we'll explore revision strategies to polish your work effectively. Let's keep this momentum going. In this segment, we're tackling two critical aspects of the dissertation journey: managing time effectively and keeping stress at bay. Let's dive into how you can keep your project on track and your mind clear. Managing time efficiently is crucial, not just for your dissertation, but for maintaining a balanced life. One effective strategy is to use a digital calendar. Digital calendars help you visualize how your days and weeks look, which aids in scheduling key tasks and appointments. You can set reminders for important deadlines, plan your writing sessions, and even block time for rest. Prioritizing work is another essential skill. Start by identifying the tasks that need your immediate attention and those that can wait. A useful approach is the Eisenhower box, which divides tasks into four categories: urgent and important but not urgent but not important, and neither urgent nor important. This method helps you focus on what truly matters, reducing the clutter of less significant tasks. Dissertation work can be stressful. It's a long-term project that demands sustained effort, which can lead to anxiety and burnout if not managed well. Taking regular breaks is vital. These aren't just pauses in your work, they're opportunities to recharge and gain new perspectives. Short breaks throughout the day can help prevent fatigue and keep your mind fresh. Exercise is another powerful tool for stress reduction. Regular physical activity releases endorphins, natural mood lifters, which can keep anxiety at bay. Even a brisk walk or a session of stretching can make a significant difference. Networking with peers is also invaluable. Connect with fellow PhD candidates. Share your experiences and challenges. These interactions can provide emotional support and practical advice, making the journey less isolating. Mindfulness exercises are a fantastic way to manage stress. These practices help you stay present and grounded, reducing feelings of anxiety. You can start simple. Try a 5-minute breathing exercise where you focus solely on your breath or use mindfulness apps like Headspace or Calm. These apps offer guided meditations that can fit easily into your busy schedule and help maintain your mental health. Let me share a story. I worked with a student, Alex, who was struggling with stress as his submission deadline approached. His anxiety was palpable, and it was hindering his ability to write. We introduced a simple routine of morning mindfulness exercises using an app, followed by short, scheduled breaks during his writing sessions. This small change helped him regain control over his anxiety and brought a new level of focus to his work. As we continue to navigate the complexities of your dissertation, remember that managing time and stress isn't just about getting through your to-do list or battling anxiety. It's about creating a sustainable way of working that keeps you at your best, intellectually and emotionally. In our next segment, we'll look at revising your work effectively, ensuring that every element of your dissertation is polished and impactful. Stay tuned and let's keep moving forward together. As we move into the final stages of your dissertation journey, let's focus on two crucial aspects: revising your work and preparing for the defense. Revision isn't just about checking for typos or grammar issues. It's about refining your arguments, clarifying your points, and ensuring the coherence of your entire thesis. Feedback from your advisors and peers becomes invaluable here. They provide an external perspective, catching things you might have missed because you're too close to the work. When you receive feedback, take it constructively. Not all suggestions will be applicable, but it's important to consider each one. A good strategy is to organize feedback into what you agree with and will implement, what you need to think more about, and what doesn't align with your vision or findings. This can help you systematically address the feedback and make informed decisions about your revisions. Preparing for the oral defense of your dissertation can be daunting, but remember, this is your opportunity to showcase your hard work. Understand your audience, which will likely include your committee members, maybe other faculty, and possibly other students. Tailor your presentation to their level of knowledge and interest. Practice your presentation multiple times. This not only helps polish your delivery, but also makes you more comfortable with the material, boosting your confidence. Know your dissertation inside and out, including its strengths and potential weaknesses, as this will prepare you to answer questions confidently. Let's talk about some practical tips for your defense preparation that you can integrate into your daily routine as you get closer to the big day. Firstly, make sure to review your dissertation thoroughly. Familiarity with every detail of your work is crucial. You should be able to discuss everything from your research rationale to your methodology, data analysis, and conclusions confidently. This deep dive into your work will not only prepare you to answer detailed questions, but also help you make connections between different sections of your research, showcasing the comprehensive nature of your study. Next, consider summarizing key points of your dissertation. This exercise will help you convey your research succinctly during your presentation. Being able to outline each chapter clearly will ensure that you can highlight the most important aspects of your work during the limited time of your defense. Another essential preparation step is to anticipate potential questions. Think about the queries that might arise from each section of your dissertation and prepare clear, concise responses. It can be beneficial to discuss these potential questions with your advisor, as they can provide insights into areas you might not have considered. When it comes to your presentation, creating visually engaging slides can play a significant role. Your slides should aid your spoken presentation, providing clear, easy to understand visuals that complement your speech. Be cautious not to overcrowd your slides with information. Each slide should have a clear focus to help illustrate your points without distracting from them. Practice your presentation multiple times. This is perhaps the most crucial tip. By rehearsing your presentation, you not only refine your delivery, but also become more comfortable with the material. Each practice session will help you smooth out the flow of your speech, improve your timing, and increase your comfort level when speaking publicly. Lastly, don't overlook the importance of relaxation techniques. The defense of your dissertation can be a high-pressure experience, and effective stress management can significantly impact your performance. Techniques such as deep breathing, meditation, or even short walks can help manage anxiety and keep you focused and calm. By integrating these practical steps into your preparation, you'll be setting yourself up for a successful and confident defense. As we wrap up today's episode, let's quickly recap the practical strategies we've explored to help you succeed in your dissertation journey. We started by setting the stage with effective goal setting, ensuring your targets are clear and attainable. We then moved on to developing solid research and writing habits, emphasizing the importance of regularity and tools that can enhance your productivity. We also tackled time management and stress reduction, offering tips to keep your schedule and your mind in check as you navigate through this challenging academic endeavor. And finally, we discussed how to prepare for the final stretch, revising your work and acing your dissertation defense with confidence. Now, I encourage you all to take these strategies and integrate them into your daily routines. Whether you're just starting your dissertation or are in the final stages of revision, these tips can make a significant difference in your progress and overall mental well-being. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast for more insightful tips and strategies. Your engagement fuels this show, so connect with us on social media or via email to share your stories and questions. We're here to support each other in this academic journey. Thank you all for tuning in today. I wish you tremendous success as you continue working on your dissertations. Remember, each small step is a leap towards your goal. Stay tuned for our next episode, where we'll dive into how to effectively communicate your research to a broader audience, a crucial skill for both academic and professional success. Until next time, keep pushing forward and let's make those academic dreams a reality.